4. Stutter tight point M32. TRA at N4.28.882.4656. X LSV serious callers only. Ho, eccentric, shoot them later. It's war. Those insane fucks have declared war. They're mad. Stuttered tight point M32 TRA at 4.28.882.4861. X eccentric, shoot them later. O LSV, serious callers only. I was about to call. I just got the message from the ship. I requested a 10 pittance. This looks bad. Bad. It's a fucking catastrophe. Did your girl get her man? Oh, she got him all right. But then, a few hours later, the front high command announced the birth of a bouncing baby war. The ship Fade sent to Tyr was standing a day's module travel away. It decided it had better things to do than hang around on a mission it had never been very happy with, even from the beginning. I think the declaration of war came almost as a relief to it. It promptly announced its position to the Steely Glint, and was immediately asked to ship out at maximum speed on some desperate defense mission. Bastard wouldn't even tell me where. Took me real milliseconds to argue it out of confessing all to the Steely Glint, and telling it exactly why it was anywhere near Tyr in the first place. I was able to persuade it Phage's honor rested on it keeping quiet. I don't think it'll squeal. I let it know I give serious grudge. But it was demilled. Hasn't it just gone back to Phage for munitioning? Ah! Demilitarized my backup. Fucker left Phage fully tooled. Phage's own idea, sneaky scumbag. Always was overprotective. What comes of being that geriatric, I suppose? Anyway, the frank exchange of views is canon to the gunnels and itching for a brawl, apparently. Whatever, it has gone. Which leaves our lass and the captive Gnarhofern floating in a module nearly a day out of Tyr with nowhere to go. Tyr is requesting, make that insisting, all culture and affront craft and personnel leave it for the duration of the hostilities, and nobody's being allowed in. I've tried to find somebody else within range to pick them up, but it's hopeless. A Tyr deep scan inventory has already identagged their module. The meatfucker is skimming in a day away, and the module can make, oh, all of 200 lights. Guess what happens next? We failed. So it would appear. Was this the aim? And is this now the result of the conspiracy, war with the affront? I believe so. The accession is still the more important matter, but its appearance and the possibilities it may open up have been used by the conspiracy to tempt the affront into initiating hostilities. Pittance is worse, though. That Pittance has fallen implies entrapment. It points to treachery. The Killing Time believes there was another culture or ex-culture ship there. Not one of the stored vessels, but another craft. Something no less old than the stored vessels, but wiser and more experienced. Something that's been around as long as they, but awake all that time. It believes that this ship was taking the part of the Pittance minds when it communicated with it on its approach. I suspect it will prove to be a warship, which apparently went eccentric or ulterior at some point in the last 500 years, and was, supposedly, not actually demilitarized by one of the conspirators. I have a list of suspects. The killing time suggests that this ship tricked its way beneath the Piton's mine's guard, and either destroyed it or took it over. The store was then turned over to the affront. They now have a ready-made instant battle fleet of culture warcraft, tech generations of development beyond their own ships, and just 9 days' journey from the accession. Nothing we can put in place in the time available can stop them. For what it's worth, the killing time is making all speed for Esperi. 9 days from now, we'll have the knot invented here and the different tan from the gang there. The NIH has 2 operational third-class ROUs it's in the process of cannoning up. A hooligan LOU and a delinquent GOU. Another couple of GSVs should be there too, if they aren't diverted because of the war, with a total of 5 OUs, 2 of them torturer class. 8 of Phager's psychopath ROUs abound for the accession, but the rest are down for defensive duties elsewhere to cope with likely threats from our front battle units. Even those 8 won't get within punch-throwing range of the accession until 2 days after the affront can be there. Bottom line is, there are a total of 10 warships of various classes capable of making it to the accession in time to make a stand against the affront, enough to hold off the entire affront navy if that was all we were going to be faced with, but simply not capable of holding back more than an 1/8 of the ships that could come out of Pitance. If they all go straight to the accession, it will be theirs. For the record, all the remaining ship's stores are breaking themselves open, but the nearest is over 5 weeks' travel away. A gesture, that's all. Oh, and a few other involves have offered help, but they're all either too weak or too far away. A couple of other barbarics are probably going to declare for the affront, once they've stopped scratching their heads and worked out what they might be able to get up to with the culture's attention diverted, but they're even less relevant. And if we were expecting some well-disposed elders to step into the nursery and confiscate all our toys and restore order, it doesn't look very likely so far. No notice taken, as far as anybody can tell. So, that just leaves our old friends. Currently, possibly, probably, almost certainly, also en route. Wildcard. Somehow part of the conspiracy. Have we any more thoughts? Come to that. Have you had any reply from it? None, and no. No offense, but the SS is one of the more unfathomable eccentrics. Perhaps it thinks the accession requires storing. Perhaps it intends to ram it at that speed, or attempt to plunge into it and access other universes. I don't know. There is some private issue being played out in this, I believe, and Gunnar Hofoen fits in somewhere. I have also given up thinking about this aspect of affairs. I shall continue my attempts to contact it, but I don't think it's even looking at its signal files. The point is that the war itself takes precedence, with the accession prioritized beyond that. No offense taken. So, we are left with the affront on the cusp of apotheosis or nemesis. Indeed. Quite how they intend to use these elderly but still potent warships to take control of the accession, one can only hazard at. Perhaps they intend surrounding it and charging admission. But they have begun a war, which, unless they can somehow gain control of the accession and exploit it, they can only lose. They have a few hundred half-millennium-old warships, capable of inflicting untold damage, let loose in a peaceable, unmilitarized, if relatively unpopulated section of the galaxy, certainly, but only for a month or two at most. Then the culture gathers the force to crush them utterly, and moves on to rip the affront hegemony to shreds, and impose its own peace upon it. There can be no other outcome, unless the accession does come into play, which I doubt. Maybe it is some sort of projection. Maybe its appearance was not fortuitous, but planned. This looks unlikely, I know, but everything else about this has been so cunningly put together. Whatever, the argument which everybody had thought was lost at the end of the Adiran War is about to be won. The agreement come to then is in the process of being overturned. I, for one, am not going to stand for this. We may have failed to frustrate the conspiracy, but it will still be possible to work towards the discovery of the guilty parties involved in its planning and implementation, both during and after the hostilities. I intend to copy all my thoughts, theories, evidence, communications, and all other relevant documentation to every trusted colleague and contact I possess. If you have any intention of taking part in the course of action I am suggesting, I urge you to do the same, and to relay this advice to the anticipation of a new lover's arrival. I intend to pursue the perpetrators of this unnecessary war for as long as it takes until they are brought to justice, and I am aware both that I will no longer be able to do so without them knowing that I am doing so, and that there is no better circumstance to arrange for the jeopardization of a fellow mind than in time of war. When blanket secrecies are imposed, warcraft of every sort are loosed, mistakes can be claimed to have been made, deals done, mercenaries hired, and old scores settled. I do not believe I am being melodramatic in this. I will be under terminal threat, and so will anybody else who determines to adopt this same course as I. The conspirators have played exceedingly dirty until this point, and I cannot imagine they will do other than continue to do so now that their filthy scheme is on the very brink of success. What do you say? Will you join in this perilous mission? How I wish I could persuade myself, never mind you, that you are being melodramatic. You risk more than I. My eccentricity might save me. We have gone this far together. Count me in. Oh, meats, they never said this would happen when they invited me onto the group and into the gang. I had forgotten how unpleasant the emotion of fear is. This is hateful. You are right. Let's get these bastards. How dare they disturb my peace of mind so? Just to teach some tentacled bunch of backwoods barbarians a lesson.